Hi developers, I'm Hossein Deli, Microsoft MVP. In this video, we'll learn how to check internet connectivity with Xamarin Forms applications. This scenario is really useful whenever you are doing some call to a server, and if that request that go to the server doesn't find its way through the internet connectivity, it will cause an exception. That exception might cause your application to crash. So it's really important to think about if the user is connected to the internet or is not connected. So the application we want to build today looks like this one here. If I share my phone screen here, it's telling me that now I'm connected to the internet because I'm connected to the Wi-Fi. But if I go and uncheck this one and try to launch the application again after closing it. So I close the application, rerun the application again. Let's run it now. Here it tells me that I'm not connected to the internet because here I disconnected from the Wi-Fi. So now let's go to Visual Studio and write the code for this application. So here I have created a new Xamarin Forms application by going to the file, hit new project, under Visual C Sharp I choose cross-platform and then choose the blank XAML app template. That one will give me this project template that you do already know. And here to check the internet connectivity, I use a plugin. This plugin you can find it online, open source on GitHub through this link URL. And this plugin is also available as a NuGet package, and that's really useful whenever I want to use that plugin in my application. So to use it, I'll go to my solution, right click and hit Manage NuGet Packages, go to Browse and look for a plugin, call it xam.plugin.connectivity. So this is the plugin we want to install. Let's install it now in all our Xamarin Forms applications. Hit install. And installing this plugin will bring some DLLs that will be installed in our PCL, Android, iOS and Windows projects. And it comes also with a README file. In this file you can find some instructions to help you install this plugin. One of the instructions here tells you that for Android you need to add the permissions for access network state and access Wi-Fi state, because this plugin is trying to use these capabilities in the Android device. So let's go to the Android application. Let's go to right-click on our Android project and go to Properties, go to Android Manifest. And here we'll find all the required or all the permissions we can use in our Xamarin application. So let's check the access network state and access Wi-Fi state as required by the plugin. Let's save this. And now we can go to our PCL project, and from this project we can check the internet connectivity. So I'll go to the main page. And right from here, I go and remove this label and create another one. This label will have a name. The name of this label, let's call it connectivity label, for example. Connectivity label. This label will display the state of the connectivity, if I'm connected or not connected. I set its value from my main page.xaml.cs, the code behind. And so here inside the constructor of the main page, I go and call a method. I call this method, for example, check connectivity. I I'm going to create that method, and here because I'm using C sharp will, I'm using a resharper, and resharper will go and create that method automatically for me. So here I have this method, check connectivity. Now I'm going to call the object responsible for checking the connectivity that comes with the plugin connectivity. That object, call it cross connectivity. And in cross connectivity you have another object, call it current. From there we can go and call the property is connected. So you can find also some other useful properties like the connection types, the bandwidth is reachable to check if a certain URL is reachable. And for us we'll go and check the is connectivity property. We'll put that one inside a variable, we'll call it is connected. And now we'll perform an if operation. So if we are connected, is that's true, then we'll tell our user that he is connected. Typically we don't do that in real applications, we just tell the user if he's not connected. If that's connected, that's the nominal case, so we don't tell him about that. But in this demo I'll just go and tell the user that he's connected, because my application here is for telling him that he's connected or not. So I'll indicate that value inside this connectivity label. So I'll go and copy it, and there I'll call the text property and change its value to tell you are connected with a smile. Else if he's not connected equal false, then I'll go and tell him that he's not connected. For that I go to the connectivity label and tell that the text will be you are not connected. We can add the instructions for him to go to the settings and enable the internet connectivity from there. But here I'm just keeping it really simple. So with this code here, just by calling cross-connectivity.current.isConnected, we are checking about the internet connectivity and we are telling the user if he is connected or not. Of course, some requirements or some good practices that comes from the user experience field. Here it is to tell the user or to show an image instead, or an image with the text, to explain more about this problem and give it a link or click a button to go directly to the settings, to open the settings inside Android or inside iOS, and from there enable the internet connectivity. So thank you.